Welcome to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast with Leanne Juliet, disruptive genius and catalyst for truth consciousness. This podcast is here to bring through a new wave of consciousness, a new way of perceiving the world around us, a new way of exploring consciousness as I revolutionize and shatter paradigms. A futurist, a revolutionary, a maverick misfit. This podcast is here to awaken you from your earthly slumber, to activate you as I disrupt the psyche at the very root, being the catalyst to awaken you to your highest potential and freedom. I am the glitch, the one who seeks out the cracks within the psyche and dismantles everything that isn't based in truth or authenticity. This podcast was born from my desire to bring all of my interests and teachings into one place. Consciousness, spirituality, shadow, astrology, spiritual entrepreneurship, multidimensionality, and mystical teachings. However, as with all of my work, I like to bring a cheeky little twist to all of this, a different perspective, an opening for you to see things in a new light. I do not follow the crowds. I forge my own path by merging the ancient teachings of old with newer and unparalleled ways of thinking which differs to the mainstream. My genius is that of disruption. To savor things that will provoke and create a reaction within the very depths of our psyche, within the deepest, most ingrained, stubborn shadow and soul trauma carried over from other lifetimes. The things that, for some, can be the most painful things to hear. But powerful truth is born from the pain. Hearing the things that activate us the most are the breadcrumbs for our own evolutionary journey. I am blunt, direct, disrupting and dispelling illusion and shadow to activate and expand your own higher consciousness. As a Heoka mirror, I mirror what is hidden within, triggering the shadow and the soul trauma, bringing it to the surface to be seen, heard, and alchemized into your truth, shining a light into the darkness to awaken truth and freedom. Welcome to the home of evolved consciousness, where freedom is the revolution and disruption is the currency. Hey, it's Leanne Juliet here, and welcome back to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. It's the start of a new year. It's January 2021. What a shitstorm 2020 was. I wanted to use this podcast episode as like kind of like a reintroduction to myself. For those who have been following my podcast for a while, I know I've been quiet. I'm sorry. And also, hello to any new listeners and viewers. So I wanted to use this podcast as kind of like a reintroduction to what evolved consciousness is, why I've titled the podcast that, what you can expect from this podcast. I know that I've changed the name of my podcast a few times. That's what I like to do. I like to dismantle things and disrupt and like tear things down and everything. I have fun with that. But last year, 2020, aside from it being a shitstorm for most people, I'm sure you'll agree, it was also a year where I went through what I could only describe as a dark night of the soul. Lucky me. So obviously I went through my spiritual awakening back in 2017, towards the end of 2017. I went through a bigger awakening in June of 2018 when I left my marriage. Became a single parent, no job, no savings, fuck all, basically. And last year, I said at the beginning of the year, beginning of 2020, when everything started coming out around COVID and everything, that it was a lot of shadow coming to the surface for everybody, a lot of collective shadow coming to the surface for like ancestral shadow, the collective shadow coming to the surface for people to really work through and transmute. And I went through, even though I see through the illusions anyway, I still went through what I can only describe as dark night of the soul. And it was necessary. That's what I want to say about dark night of the soul. Dark night of the soul is necessary. When you're holding on to something that is deeply ingrained within you, that is deeply ingrained within your psyche, which is deeply ingrained within your subconscious, when you're holding on to it and you don't even know that it's there, it has to come out in order to access your next level of consciousness and ascension and enlightenment and whatever kind of word you want to throw out there. In order to access that, you have to be prepared
to let go, and not just let go, I mean cracked wide open. That's what happened to me last year. Cracked wide fucking open. It was great. It was a lot of fun, but it was necessary. Yeah, I'm here to work with people to help them to create freedom in their life, to activate and awaken them to their higher consciousness. So I need to go through my own cracking, really, which is what I have fun with, even when it hurts and it feels like shit. But I had to go through my own cracking, being cracked wide open, in order to facilitate that next level of growth, not just for myself, but for my clients and the people I'm here to serve in this world. So dark night of the soul, what does it actually mean? It was actually termed by, I should have Googled this really. It was termed by a saint, was it Saint Thomas of Assisi? I can't remember, go and Google it, it's fine. It was termed by a guy called Thomas, who termed it. And it's a period where I can only describe dark night of the soul being where you're not just lost, but it's like this sense of loss and despair within yourself. Like there's such a sense of loss about yourself. And I thought it was depression. So I've been through depression before a few times. And the feelings of the dark night of the soul started around April time, 2020. And it started off as anger. And I was like, where the fuck did this come from? And it was just like this pure anger that needed to come out of me. Like this rage, let's say. I'm a nice person. I look nice, don't I? Like I'm a happy person. But clearly there's a lot of pissed off rage within me that needed to come out, and out it came in full force, and I can laugh about it now, because obviously I am a teacher, I am a healer, you know, I help people move through things in their own lives. So when I was going through that particular level of transformation, it was raw, it was potent, it was painful as fuck, it hurt like hell. But it was also very liberating, very freeing, very expansive for me. I'm just looking at my cat who's like laid on her back like that, with her hands up and a little paws up and everything, basking in the heat of the radiator, as cats do. And it was a very raw time for me, very raw period in my life. So it started in April 2020. And it kind of knocked me for six. I was like, where did this come from? Where did this anger, this pure rage? Like I was building a bed for my daughter. She was staying with her daddy at the time. And I was building this new bed for my daughter. And you know what flat pack furniture is like? Fuck me. It's like sometimes the instructions don't match what you're meant to be doing. Sometimes the product doesn't even match what you're meant to be putting together. And I was getting so frustrated. And it's like, it needed to happen. Like the way I see the world is that when something triggers us, it's because that thing needed to come out. The trigger was just the catalyst for whatever it was that needed to come out. So for me, it was a flat pack fucking furniture. That was my trigger, my catalyst. And it was this anger, this rage that came out. And it's like a fuck you world. I'd already been through some depressive symptoms a month or two before. And it was this sense of like fuck you world, and it was just, I just kept repeating it over and over and over again, this anger and this rage that needed to come out. Moved on with my life after that, built the bed. It took me 7 hours, but I built it. I do not give up. And around summertime, so July, August, September were big months of this dark night of the soul for me. And it dawned on me in September 2020, that what I was actually doing was going through a rebirth. I was actually giving birth, not literally, but I was actually giving birth to myself in what can only be described as like labor pains, really. You know, I have a daughter, I've given birth naturally, so I know how painful labor is. And it started, so April 2020 was the start of it. And in July, I just kept breaking down. And it started off infrequently at first in like July, August. It'd be like once a month, like a complete breakdown where I was literally curled up on my bed in the fetal position, screaming into my hands and my knees, like literally this raw pain coming out of me that I had to exorcise from my body, this raw, painful emotion that just needed to come out of me. And I could be feeling fine all day, and then I just start feeling this creeping upness of this despair that wanted to come through me. And I'd be curled up on my bed, fetal position, literally screaming into my knees, screaming into a pillow, like proper screaming. The neighbors must have thought I was like murdering somebody. I was murdering my old self, basically. Thankfully, I was on my own as well. But it was weird. It's so, well, obviously, because that isn't normal, but it was strange. And it started off like a couple of times in like July, August, and then it started getting more frequent, like every couple of weeks, then every week, like once a week, this shit would happen. And I remember saying to my mom, who thinks I'm crazy anyway, but she loves me all the same. I remember saying to my mom, I'm having like spiritual contractions here. And she just like scoffed and laughed at me and called me weird and everything. I was like, no, I'm actually having contractions, like not physical contractions, not in my chakras, not in my actual physical body or anything. But it was like these contractions where I had to curl up in the bed, on the bed in a fetal position, scream into a pillow, literally rage into a pillow, where it drained every ounce of energy from me, and just this, whatever it was, needed to come out. And then this peace would just come over me, this calmness, as I was like begging for help to whichever guide or angel or high dimensional being or dragon or whoever was with me, was listening and like begging for help. And is raw. It's the only way I can describe it. This dark night of the soul is raw. It's potent. It's very transformational. And the thing is, like, I move through energy very, very, very fast. Like, I transform very fast. It's in my nature. It's who I am. It's how I help the clients that I work with. It's how I do the work that I'm meant to do in this world. It's how I'm able to put out the kind of consciousness that I stream, because I work through it very fast. And it was like each contraction, let's call them each contraction, which happened like once a month or every couple of weeks or every week or every few days, was pushing this pain, this raw, potent emotion and energy out of me more and more, literally like giving birth. Like when you're giving birth, you know, you have your contractions and we start off, say, 7 or 8 minutes apart. And as baby gets closer and closer to being born, the contractions get closer and closer together. So like every 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, literally, they're getting closer and closer and closer together. And so every period that I went through of this kind of like this collapsing of who I was a contraction, and it got closer and closer and closer together. Until the last one, where I remember something had triggered me in the morning. I'd taken my daughter to school and something had triggered me in the morning. And I just felt like this sense of despair. That's all I can describe it as, is this sense, this deep sense of despair, this pit of despair within you, which is different to depression, because I've been there with depression before. I know what depression feels like. And it just felt different. And I was walking through my city, and this sadness was coming over me again, just but this despair. And I knew that I had to get home. And as I was walking home, I started crying, as you do. And I was really grateful that I was wearing my big sunglasses because people couldn't see my eyes then. And I remember walking home crying and just saying, please help me, angels, please help me. And getting home as fast as I could and breaking down as soon as I got through the door and just sobbing and just like rage, just this despair coming through me. And just begging my angels to help me, literally begging them as I was cracked like an egg. And then just again, this feeling of peace and calmness coming through me afterwards. Like when you've given birth, if you've given birth vaginally rather than through a C-section, but when you've given birth through the birth canal, afterwards you're just like, oh, thank fuck that's over, kind of thing. And it was like that. It was just like this feeling like everything, I was empty inside, completely an empty vessel, completely empty inside. Like everything that had needed to come out over the last few months had come out. This is in September 2020. Everything that needed to come out, come out. I couldn't birth anything more because it had come out. I didn't know that it had come out, but I felt that it had. The anger had come out, rage. And it was this frustration with myself, like this frustration with who I was, who I am, the frustration of holding myself back, knowing that I knowingly held myself back from my life's work, my soul's work and everything. And this frustration with what was going on in the world, obviously that was a big catalyst for me, even though I don't buy the narrative, I see through it and I see the illusion, I see the abusive gaslighting that's going on in the world right now. But it was just this sense of despair, this frustration, this anger, this rage, and this shadow, this soul trauma that needed to come through me in order for me to access that next level me. And it was worth it. It felt fucking shit, but it was worth it. And I remember each time I went through it, the feeling of peace afterwards and calmness was like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And it needed to happen. I was literally being stripped, cracked. As I always say, cracked wide open as I descended into the depths of my own hell. Because what is hell? Hell is being human, really. Earth is hell. And not in like the biblical sense, but in the Bible where they talk, I'm not religious, but in the Bible where they talk about heaven and hell, like earth kind of is that. We're human because we come to earth school in order to learn, in order to grow, in order to ascend. So we experience shitty things on earth. We go through pain. We go through despair. We go through the highs and the lows. So kind of you could say that earth is the definition of hell because we have to go through it all in order to release whatever it is that we've been holding on to in order to move forwards and transform. And so whatever trauma we're carrying within our soul, because our souls evolve and from lifetime to lifetime, there's a pattern. There's energy that we carry. Energy is energy is energy. So we carry this energy from other lifetimes into this one. So whatever shadow we have that we're working with, this is where people get confused and they say that they're doing shadow work, but they're trying to do shadow work on their current lifetime shadow, not realizing where that shadow actually originates from. That is the key, is understanding where it originates from and working with that trauma, because it is based in trauma. Whatever has happened in another lifetime or lifetimes where this pattern, this behavioral pattern is the trauma, which then triggers us in this lifetime and creates the reality with that around us. So for me, it was this frustration that I knew that I was here to do bigger things. I knew that I was here to speak up and to, you know, to do bigger things with my soul's mission. But I wasn't putting myself out there in the way that I wanted to, because I was still, it makes me laugh. I was still like following the rules and like trying to be like, not be like everybody else, but run my business in a way like others. And instead of just like saying, fuck it, you know, owning the fact that I am a misfit, I am a maverick and I do things differently. And I remember after, I think it was like either the last or the second to last time that I had this major breakdown, I remember just, I was speaking to my dad on my phone, who doesn't really understand where I'm coming from anyway. But I was speaking to him and I just kept saying over and over and over again, all I want to do is write and speak, write and speak, write and speak. That's all I want to do, and not think about the hows of making money, finding clients, growing my empire, whatever it is, creating products, offers, services, whatever. I don't want to think about that. I don't. All I want to do is write and speak. And I just kept saying it. It's like this mantra, this chant, write and speak, write and speak, write and speak. That's all I wanted to do. And it is still all I want to do. And forget about the hows of everything. It's just showing up through writing and through speaking, through videos, through podcasts, through my blog, through a book that I'm writing at the moment, everything. Writing and speaking was all I wanted to do. And it took me that breakdown, that cracking, that descent into my own hell and my own despair in order to access that higher wisdom, that all I really wanted to do and what I have to focus on is writing and speaking. I was like, that's fucking easy. Could I not have had the actual breakdown? Thank you. But it was necessary. And I went to see a shaman that I go and see. I had a first session with a shaman called Dale in my local city in September 2020. So I think before my final breakdown, I remember saying to him afterwards, how long does the dark night of the soul last? When it's like, until whatever needs to come out has come out, until it's fully released. I was like, oh, shit, like, I hope it's not long because it's been going on for a little bit. But that's where I differ to other people, because I'm able to recognize the energy and understand the what it's trying to say, to understand the origin of that energy in order to transform myself and to transform my mind and to ascend and to become more enlightened in who I am and to evolve on my own journey. Whereas other people wouldn't. And that's not to say that I'm different to other, well, I am different to other people, but it's not to say that I'm better than other people. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that some people can get so stuck in this monotony and in this despair that the dark night of the soul could last for years because they don't know how to get out of it. So if that's you, like, ask yourself, where are you still holding on to, my cat's just going outside now, where are you still holding on to things? Where are you not using the energy of the dark night of the soul to release what needs to be released? Where are you still gripping, having a firm grip on reality instead of allowing it to all dismantle and to crumble around you? That is the best way to access the depths of who you are, is to allow everything to dismantle around you, to allow it all to crumble down, to which is what is happening in the world right now. Like people say, the world is the reality of what's going on in our conscious or unconscious minds and within the collective. So everything that's happening in the world right now, as I record this, what day is it? 14th of Jan, 2021. We've got the COVID gaslighting going on in the UK, people locked in the homes and whatever bullshit they want to say, schools closed, the abuse and gaslighting going on through the governments. We've got the weird election going on in the States. Obviously, I've already made a prediction on Facebook. I've already made a prediction about what I think about the election and what's going to happen. I don't see either party being sworn in on the 20th of January. I see the military taking over. That's my prediction. And neither party getting sworn in, that the military will take over. But there we are, there's my little prediction for you. But as like the reality in the world right now is chaos. Whichever country you're listening from, whichever city you're in, is chaos. And it's this dismantling of the old. Earth, Gaia, the world is going through a dark night of the soul. And people are clinging on to this old self. They're clinging onto this old version of who they are. They're clinging onto this old reality of who they are. because they're scared to let go of this grip on reality. They're scared to let go of this grip on who they think they are, because what's on the other side of growth is we don't know it. So we have to go through something first in order to access that next level, in order to access that other aspect of who we are. But when we're gripping tightly onto it, it prolongs the pain. And what is going on in the world right now is painful. I even cried last week, for fuck's sake. I even cried last week for humanity, because I just felt so sad for what was going on in the world. And I see it. I see the illusion. And it pains me to see the illusion. And it pains me to see people gripping onto this reality. Even if you don't like it, they're still complicit in maintaining this reality, wearing the masks, getting the vaccinations, not seeing their family, closing down their businesses. All this kind of stuff is gripping onto the illusion and the lie that we're being sold. And that is like, that's the same as the dark night of the soul. It's the longer it goes on for you, the more you have to realize that you have to release it. Because whatever you're not allowing to come through is just stagnating within you. And it's like it eats you alive. The more that you hold on to something that is not yours to hold on to, it's not yours to hold on to. Whatever pain, whatever trauma, whatever wounding, whatever wants to come through you, it is not yours to hold on to. And people think of it as, they're like, well, it's a part of me and it's my memories or my feelings or this happened to me and woe is me and my life is shit and whatever. It's not yours to hold on to. It's not. So it's the same as soul trauma from other lifetimes that has been accrued over lifetimes or a major lifetime. It's not yours to hold on to. So why hold on to it? It just prolongs the pain. It prolongs who we are. It prolongs the pain of not being who we are, because it's painful not to be yourself. It hurts like hell. It's despairing not to be yourself. It's painful to pretend to be somebody that you're not. It's very painful. Trust me, I've been there. It hurts. It's very painful to be somebody you're not. So the dark night of the soul is necessary when there's something deeper that needs to be released, when there's something deeper that needs to come through you, that needs to be birthed, because that is what it was for me. It was a rebirth. It was a rebirth of who I am. And as I said before, I naturally shift constantly through different aspects of myself. So who I am today is not who I was last week or even 6 months ago. Or even 3 months ago when I went through like this last rebirth period. But that's what it was a rebirth. And birth is painful. Birth is painful, no matter what people say. Giving birth hurts. It does hurt. And the more that you just allow your body to do what it needs to do with birth, the less it will hurt, really. Even though it still hurts, but the less it will hurt. So the more that you allow yourself to release whatever it is that you're holding on to, it doesn't have to be a dark night to the soul. It doesn't have to be depression or anything like that. But if you're holding back from who you are, if you're holding back from your truth, if things are triggering you, and we all get triggered by shit, we all do. If things are triggering you in such a way, then you are holding on to something and it is not yours to hold on to. It's not. You have to understand that that is not yours to hold on to. You release it. You let it go. You accept that it was an aspect of you, but it wasn't you. It wasn't of you. It was an aspect about you, but it wasn't you, the essence of you. So whatever you get triggered by, the triggers, as I say, the triggers are the gold, the triggers are the gift, the triggers show us where we have work to do, the triggers show us where we are not in alignment with our truth, the triggers show us where we're hiding from who we are, which is why I love triggering people, because I like to see where people are hiding. I like to pull the mask off and show them the illusion of who they are. And so for me, the dark night of the soul, like what happened to me in 2020, was really necessary to crack me open to a depth of myself that I didn't know existed, a depth of myself that I'd been hiding from. It cracked me open to uncover what I desired to do just in my soul, my heart and my soul, was to write and speak, irrelevant of results and outcomes. Because as a Virgo, Virgo stellium as well, mind you, three planets in Virgo, I like to overthink things. I do overthink things. I can be very analytical and very critical of things. And so I can naturally overthink things and try and plan everything out. Like, well, what's going to happen with this? And what's going to happen with this in my business and this with my life? And how, you know, am I going to pay for this? And I need to pay for this. So that means I need that income in. And if I do, if I put this out, then I can generate this number of clients or whatever. It's too overwhelming. And it's the ego. It's trying to overdo everything. Whereas when we come from the aspect of what our heart wants, what our heart truly, truly, truly desires, that is where you access the depths of yourself. And that is where you can give your soul and your higher self and your higher consciousness the freedom to tell you what it desires. And for me, it's to write and speak. Irrelevant of outcomes, irrelevant of how that's going to help my business and help my mission and my purpose in this life. It was like, I just want to write and speak. That's all I want to do, is write and speak. So that is what I'm doing. And yeah, Dark Knight is hard, but it doesn't have to be as hard as what it could be. When we're holding on to stuff that is not ours to hold on to, release it. It's not yours to hold on to, so release it. So I'd love to know, like, your own experiences of, like, maybe Dark Night of the Soul or a similar experience or whatever. Because I'm writing about this in my book as well. I'm going into more, like, kind of graphic detail. Pudding's just walked back in again, my cat. She's had a biscuit, so she's now back to go back to bed. The life of a cat. She'll be making me turn the heating on again soon because it is pretty cold outside. But the thing is with what we do is to listen to ourselves and to release that trauma, because we all carry, no matter what somebody tells you, if they're like, I'm trauma informed or whatever the fuck we want to tell you, or they say, oh, that's just negative, it's souls carry trauma. If we didn't carry trauma, then we wouldn't have reincarnated, period. Like, we reincarnate into a new life in order to pay off karmic debt, in order to experience something new, in order to release ourselves from something, to grow through something else. So if you weren't carrying any form of soul trauma, then you wouldn't be in this life right now, period. There's something within us all that desires to be released, because we come here to release it, irrelevant of what that is. It's different for every person. But for me, what was being birthed was this newer aspect of myself that I didn't know existed, this newer aspect of myself that desired to show up in such a way that I'd never experienced before, who desired simplicity. I just want to write and speak. I don't need to overthink everything. I just want to write and speak. And it was necessary, this breakdown. And the funny thing is, there is a funny side to the story. The funny thing is that probably like a couple of weeks or a week or so after like my last contraction, let's call it, this butterfly flew in through my bedroom window. And I Googled it. I think it was a painted lady. I think it can also be called a monarch, but monarch and painted ladies are different. It's a painted lady. And she just sat on my window. She flew around my bedroom. And then just sat on the window ledge. So I let her back out again. And obviously, butterflies represent metamorphosis, change, and, you know, evolving and everything as a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. Very symbolic around death and rebirth, which is what I love anyway. I love the theme of death and rebirth. It's what I bring into my work naturally. And the next day, the same butterfly, whether it was the same actual butterfly, but the same breed of butterfly, flew in through the same fucking window again. I was like, if that is not a sign of death and rebirth, then I don't know what it is. So obviously I said thank you and sent her on her way again. But that's the thing, like, birth is painful. Death, people fear death, but actually death gives way to birth. Death gives way to a new life. Death gives way to a new way of being. So whatever it is that we're holding on to in order to access the next version of ourselves, the next level of ourselves, or whatever it is that we desire to bring through into our life, in order to access that, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's more money, better job, more clients in your business, better relationship with your body or your mind, or just being happier with yourself, or whatever it is, something has to die. Something you have to allow, you have to facilitate the death first in order for the birth to come about, because there's not space for the both that one dies, one is born. So you have to be prepared to allow something to crumble and to die in your life, to dismantle it all, to allow the tower to just collapse so that you can birth whatever it is new about you, whether it's that new relationship or the better job or the better relationship with your mind, your body, whatever it is that you're holding on to, you have to allow to die first in order for the rebirth to happen. There cannot be the both together, but it cannot happen simultaneously. It's one or the other. Something dies first, which triggers the rebirth. It triggers the birth of something new. So think about that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'd love to know, like, on the podcast comments, what your thoughts are. If you're watching on YouTube, and let me know in the comments as well. Thank you so much for watching. I will be back with more podcast episodes now. I've kind of like figured my shit out a little bit, and looking forward to doing more of these podcast episodes and sharing them both on my podcast Evolve Consciousness and on my YouTube channel Leanne Juliet. You can find me on both. So thank you so much for watching and listening, and I will chat to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Evolved Consciousness podcast. My aim, as always, is to expand your mind, your vision, and to activate something deeper within you, to set you free, to elevate consciousness. If you love my content, then subscribe to my podcast for more activations. You can also leave a review over at iTunes. To connect with me further, go to leannejuliet.com or check out the links in the show notes to my other social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you on the next episode.